from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
What is it like to finish off a no-hitter? What is that feeling?
It's definitely special, you know. It doesn't happen very often, so I'm happy to be a part of it.
It feels amazing, man. I feel like I'm in a movie, can't believe it yet, but we gotta believe it. We did it, and the boys did the thing. They execute every single pitch. The boys out there grind every single ground ball, every pop-up, and we gotta believe it. We did it, and it feels so special to do it here at Wrigley Field.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. There you heard the voices of Porter Hodge and Miguel Amaya talking after the game with our guy Bruce Levine. Always a delight to talk to Bruce, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. I felt like you were the guy, Bruce. You were the one that was tearing up the sheets and boiling the water and pulling that glorious no-hitter through the birth canal. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for all the love on that. It was strictly a team effort by Pat, Ron, Paul Zerang, and Zach Zaidman, and I to be able to pull that off. Without those guys, we don't get it done. And it was a really fun night. To be a really, you know, you don't know how you're going to react when it's a no-hitter for the team rather than for one individual, but they seem to really enjoy it a lot, and the fans went crazy. It was a lot of fun.
So, Bruce, tell us why you either agree or disagree with Craig Counsell pulling Shota after 95 pitches, and do you think it would have been different if the Cubs were not still harboring hope that they would get back into the race?
No, it was consistent with how they've handled one of the most important players and, probably one of the best pitchers in baseball this year, to the point of keeping him healthy, coming from Japan where they only threw once a week, and getting him proper rest and TLC all the way through the season. He only threw over 100 pitches twice this year. The max was 103. He was at 95. After seven, so you take him to 120 pitches because there was another 19 or 20 pitches thrown after that by the two relief pitchers. You're going into a territory where you can't afford to lose one of the top pitchers on your team, especially when you're still hunting down the other wild card teams that are going forward. So it was consistent with Craig Counsell. It was consistent with Hadavy and the pitching people. You didn't want to see that, for the fans and everybody else in the pitcher. Yeah, you'd like to see it. For the team and the future of Imanaga, it was 100% the right thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with that, Bruce. And we don't know... We don't know how he's doing. They see him. They know him. This is a career high of innings for him because of the difference pitching in the United States versus Japan. And he's been such a great player for them. And this is a team that still aspires to be in the mix. And we know that Justin Steele is out. I just think that there are so many things going on that if they had rolled him out there after 95 pitches, I think the conversation wouldn't be oh, you know, should they have done this or should, I think we'd be kind of criticizing it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, again, the blowout situation there was, you know, let the guy go until he gives up a hit. Come on. You know, this is fun. He's not at 100 pitches yet. So the other side of the conversation is a good one. If you don't know where they're at in the season, you don't know how they've handled the guy. Again, only 100 pitches twice all year, and 103 is the tops. He's at 95. He's not pitching two innings and only going 8 pitches. So from all of that, you know, you go with Council and everybody else. But you make a great argument about, you know, the guy has been fantastic. It's a great story. The fans deserve it. All those things are relevant.
I do wonder, Bruce, Isak Paredes committing 3 errors. How many pitches did that cost Shota? And had he been clean defensively, would he have been more efficient because he might have gone another inning? And maybe then it's a different conversation.
You know, you can say the same thing about his 2 walks. You know, again,
true.
You know, it's baseball. It's a beautiful thing. He seemed to really enjoy it and embrace it. The other guy, the beauty of it for me is that Hodge and Amaya, they all got to share in this team no hitter, something that's a rarity. You know, the Cubs had one in L.A. in 21, but it was on the road. This is the first no hitter by a Cub team at Wrigley Field since Pappas in 1972. So, you know, it was just a great night. It really was. A team no-hitter, I thought it was a beautiful thing.
You know, a lot of people getting a lot of hits. You know, we talked a little bit about Dansby Swanson, you know, a triple away. PCA, a triple away from the cycle, too. Well-played game all the way around, except for maybe the third baseman. But I'm curious, where were those runs over the last couple of games? You know what I mean? Like, the Cubs scored 70-something runs on the road. You're like, this is great. Way to go, guys. And then they come home and they lose 2 games to Pittsburgh. And it's just kind of, does this change anything? Does the no-hitter make them? That counts for 2 or 3, doesn't it?
I think that's the great question that you're getting to, Mike, is, and this goes to Jed Hoyer. He'll probably talk to the media on Friday before the game, the Anthony Rizzo return game, of course, on Friday for the first time since he left the Cubs. But this runs to the bigger question, regardless of how the Cubs turn out this year in playoffs or out of playoffs, on the offense. Okay, last year, 6th in the league in Major League Baseball in runs scored. This year, near the bottom most of the year until this last month here, month and a half, where they've really picked it up. Jed Hoyer's charge is to figure out what type of offense he has going forward. That's going to be the difficult thing to figure out. Can he move an outfielder in the offseason? Will Bellinger come back? Is this offense capable of being the team that they have been over the last 6 weeks rather than the team that we saw for 2 months struggle to score 1 or 2 runs? So that is going to be the big question to be answered by Hoyer in the front office after this year. And I'd say, you know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me, shame on you. Fool me twice, you know, shame on me. You really have to consider a couple major differences in your offense moving forward next year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Why were the Cubs so emphatic that Justin Steele will pitch again this season?
I mean, I don't know if, you know, I think that Council has said we want him to pitch. We think he'll pitch this year. I think that is more of an incentive for the player and for the team rather than for the what you and me and maybe other fans consider the right thing to do with Steele. I imagine that you preface that question, David, by saying, what sense does it make to bring him back? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't make a lot of baseball sense at this point. Because he's going to be out till the 16th. He could possibly pitch the 16th, the 21st, and the 27th. Three more starts. If it's essential, if it's important, if he's 100% clear. But after this flare-up, and he had one last year as well with the elbow, you know, do you want to take that risk? Does the player want to take that risk? His career's on the line, you know. He's worked his butt off at age 29 to get to this point of being one of the best pitchers in baseball. So there's a collective meeting, a get-together that needs to go on and talk about what would be the right thing to do moving forward. As Council, you know, the manager, the leader, he wants incentive for him and the team to hear that this guy will be coming back.
Hmm. I just wonder, Bruce, quick follow-up to that.
Yeah.
Contractually, looking forward, looking ahead, what does this do? This is the second season we've been dealing with Justin Steele injury issues with his arm. How does that change the mindset of maybe wanting to secure him long-term, or does it?
Well, he's one of the better pitchers in baseball. He's established that over the last 2 years. He's going to be pitching at age 30 next year. It's unfortunate that he's caught in the age discrimination of Major League Baseball for looking at pitchers when you hit age 30. And he has under contract for 3 more years. Do the Cubs offer a longer-term contract, or they write it out? You know, is he stuck in that baseball situation where he, you know, he's in purgatory? He can't go one way or the other. He can't trade himself. He can't necessarily get a contract of length from him. He has to use the arbitration system. So it's a very difficult one for both the team and the player.
So, day off, then the Yankees. Does what happened against Pittsburgh change what has to happen against the Yankees? In other words, because you lost a series, and they had won, what was it, like 10 series or something, does it mean you now have to win this one? Does just as the games come off the calendar, doesn't it change what your expectation level should
be? You have to win at the very least 2 out of 3 every series. Every one, and you have to sweep. You have to sweep somewhere because you're still 6 games behind Atlanta. Why 6? It's 4.5 in the standings. There's no half. You're 5 games in the loss column. That's where it's at. You can't make that up yourself. Yes, you have to get help from Atlanta. And on top of that, you lose the tiebreaker. So you're actually 6, right? You can't have the same record as Atlanta. You lose. So from all of that, you cannot afford to lose any series, none. And you have to sweep going down the line. And then you have the Yankees. You have the Dodgers coming up. You have Philadelphia. So realistically, they're going to have to play their butts off like they did on that road trip and continue on. Losing the series to Pittsburgh here hurt. You shouldn't say, well, one game difference here or there isn't important. They're all important right now.
Great stuff. Always a joy, Bruce. Thanks, Bruce. Hey, we forgot to mention the Sox actually had a huge victory on the Sox.
All right, so I have one question for you guys before we leave. Can the White Sox go 11-10 and avoid 120 losses?
That's a good one, Bruce. Well, absolutely. That's one of your better jokes.
Unequivocally, no. Yeah.
Guys, have a great day.
All right, you too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.